Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When Henry Allen Ironside was just 2 years old, his father died of typhoid fever and left the family destitute. His mother was forced to take in sewing to provide for the two little boys who were left without a daddy. Money was always tight, but biographers tell about the occasion when there was nothing to eat. Henry's mother, nonetheless, set the table and poured water. The two little boys and their mother sat down, and in spite of the fact there was no food on the table, they bowed their heads to give thanks to God for at least the water. No sooner had they finished their prayers, though, when a resounding knock at the door brought them to attention. A man who owed Mrs. Ironside some money was standing there with a bushel of potatoes. He asked if she would please accept the potatoes instead of the money. God used this to meet their immediate needs. Though money was scarce, Mrs. Ironside gave to her two sons what money cannot buy, a spiritual heritage, including a thirst for the Word of God. At the age of 9 or 10, Harry, as he became known, heard someone tell how he had made it a practice to read the Bible through every year. He decided to try it. The more he read, the more fascinated he became with Scripture. At the age of 14, he caught up with himself, as he described it. He had completed reading the entire Bible not once, but 14 times, a feat that few adults ever accomplish. And what became of the teenager with a thirst for the knowledge of God's Word? Had you lived a century ago, you probably would have known the answer. For Harry Ironside became known as H.A. Ironside, one of his day's most prominent preachers. His name was affixed to over 100 books, mostly commentaries on the book he had so grown to love. Thousands of men and women were mesmerized by his grasp of Scripture. Question: have you ever read the Bible through from cover to cover? Well, that would take a long time, you may be thinking. Not so long, really. If you're an average reader and took just 15 minutes a day to read, you would read 4 to 5 chapters a day. In 8 months, you would read the book from Genesis through Revelation. I look upon it as a last day when I have not had a good time over the Word of God. So commented George Mueller, who was a busy man, yet found time to read the Bible through more than 100 times. According to the Bible societies, whose primary task is to distribute the Bible, there has never been a time when the Bible is more readily accessible to men and women than today. Yet an ignorance of this grand book is only multiplied by the number of versions a person has. Have you looked up the different Bible versions lately? You may be amazed at the number of offerings geared to specific groups. The Adventure Bible for students, study Bibles for men and women, and so forth. Amazon alone sells over 40,000 varieties. Why bother to read this book? Among the many reasons, consider this. No other book in the entire world will introduce you to God. If you want to know Him, then read the book, the Bible. As J.I. Packer said, a little knowledge of God is worth far more than a great deal of knowledge about Him. Remember, just 15 minutes a day will put you through this esteemed book in a year. It's well worth your time.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.